the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Good morning, everyone. You present at this church, and to all our parishioners that join us every Sunday through YouTube and Facebook. When I began this path of vocational discernment, I met a wonderful religious family, the Carmelite Order, and their founder, Teresa of Avila, Teresa de Jesus, said that she wanted us to be strong friends of God, to help those friends who were weak, or weaker than us, I would say. And that phrase always seemed very strong, very powerful. God needs His friends to be strong so that they may uphold the weak. To be strong friends of God, to be very good friends of God, or BFF. Best friends forever. In the first reading, we listen the story of Abraham. The Lord said to Abraham, what? Take your things, okay? And go to the land that I will show you. And this is how the story begins. There is not a problem, there is nothing. The Lord breaks into that story of Abraham, that is, God makes the first contact. God comes to meet Abraham and tells him something. Leave your you could imagine, it could be like, leave your apartment in Manhattan or your house in the beach in Miami or your resort in Cancun. And leave your friends, your partner, your dog, your cat, leave your tacos al pastor, fish cakes, a good baguette, I don't know, what we love from our country. And leave your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Abraham listens to the word of God. And we know that he immediately takes all his possessions and departs to receive from God everything that God promised him. A land and offspring, this double promise of God. And which for this time was perhaps the only one way to transcend, having an offspring, descendants. Why did Abraham do that? Because Abraham believed that the one who spoke to him was God, number one. And because he believed that God had told him the truth. Because of his faith in God. If it weren't, I don't think anyone would ever be capable of doing such a thing as Abraham did. Abraham's action is the difference between a leap of faith and a misstep. There is a difference. He is the difference between one and another thing. Making a decision, knowing that it is the will of God, knowing that we pray to try to put our hearts, our minds in tune with God in order to be docile to the motions of the Holy Spirit, that's a leap of faith. And making decisions based only on our human arguments without asking for the light of the Holy Spirit, that's a mistake. St. Paul tells us today that Abraham believed in God, and this served as justification. Does justification mean the same as being saved? Because there is, you know, an issue. It's okay, I am saved. Well, it is not the same meaning. Not exactly. In the sense that St. Paul expresses it, justification means restoring, restoring the person's relationship with God, having a friendship with God again. It's not that we are in heaven right now. It's not that we are saved right now. Believing in God's promise was the first step in establishing a relationship with God. If we do not trust God, how can we let ourselves be loved by God? If we don't believe in God's promises. St. Paul does not say that Abraham became perfect. That's another theology. Justification, salvation, perfection is not the same. Paul does not say that Abraham was perfect, that he was immaculate as the Virgin Mary for having believed in God. If we read the story of Abraham, if we read the story, we can see how he was wrong many times. But we see how whenever God ordered him to do something, Abraham did it. Even Abraham was able to give his son as a sacrifice to God because God commanded him to. Thank God he didn't do it. And I think that Isaac needs some therapy after this. But yes, Abraham was willing to give God the fulfillment of his promise. God promised, okay, I will give you offspring, descendants. And now, are you asking me this? That was Abraham's faith. In the case of this story, Abraham takes his belongings and goes to the land that God promised him. If we were to define the relationship between God and between Abraham, I could say that it was love at first sight. Because God appears there and immediately, okay, I believe and I do what you command me. The Jews always remembered this promise of God and knew that God would fulfill his promise. That God would come to be present in the midst of his people to save them. Nicodemus, a man who honored the faith of Abraham, also had in his heart that desire to see the promise made to his ancestors fulfilled. The evangelist today says that Nicodemus went out at night to see Jesus. And this night is not a coincidence. It has a meaning. The fact that Nicodemus goes out at night could be interpreted as that he went to see Jesus for teaching. No, I am a Pharisee, and so I will go. I will visit Jesus. However, here the word night represents the darkness in which there is someone who has not yet received the gift of faith, or who has not understood the message of the gospel. That's the meaning. So Nicodemus arrives at night and does not ask Jesus, but declares, "We know that you are a teacher who teaches from God." He knows something about Jesus. But is Jesus only a teacher? So, in this case, he tells this to Jesus. And Jesus tells him, "Whoever is not born from above cannot see the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven does not refer to an eternal paradise after this life only. It refers to the presence of Christ in our lives every day. As Pope Benedict XVI said, the kingdom of heaven is Jesus Christ himself. There is no other kingdom of heaven than Christ himself in our lives. Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus told him, and the evangelist says that Nicodemus asked about aspects related with pregnancy, childbirth, I am an old man, all these things, and Jesus told him that whoever was not born from above could not enter the kingdom of heaven. In this chance, it is not by chance that Jesus first says, "See the kingdom of heaven," and now he says, "Enter the kingdom of heaven." It's like with friendship, which begins with a smile, with a kind gesture, and that becomes a friendship that visits us and enters our house and becomes part of our family. It's like, you know, not all brothers are friends, but there are friends that become brothers. And my siblings, this can happen to us with the daily visit of Jesus, with each moment of prayer that we have, with the weekly visit of Jesus in the sacrament, what we are doing now in this moment, with each moment when we stop our eagerness of productivity and smile to a person, with each work of charity, when we make present Christ, the kingdom of heaven, with every moment when we tell our spouse, our boyfriend, our girlfriend, our friends, family, how much we love them. Every moment of love, every dinner that we share together as a family with love, seeking reconciliation, forgetting, avoiding the acid criticism, forgiving, respecting, including, welcoming, Jesus is present in our midst. That is, the kingdom of heaven is in our midst. Not there and tomorrow, but here and now. That's the grace of God acting in us if we believe this promise. The gospel does not say what Nicodemus answered. It's not like Abraham. Oh, he took his things. Okay. Jesus says a beautiful speech, but he doesn't say, and Nicodemus believed and was justified, or and Nicodemus did what Jesus commanded him. But I can imagine my friends Nicodemus saw something special in Jesus, the kingdom of heaven, the physical and visible presence of the kingdom of heaven. Why? Well, because he remained as his faithful friend until death and beyond, according with the scriptures. There are friends for an occasion, there are friends for a reason, and there are friends for a life, and definitely Jesus was a friend for a life. When Jesus was lifted up in the cross, he opened his sacred arms on the cross and he gave his life for us. And Nicodemus went to get ointment to anoint his friend. And I imagine Nicodemus contemplating the body of Jesus, who was the very presence of the kingdom of heaven, how he was anointing the anointed, the Christ. I imagine how he wraps his body of his beloved friend in a cloth and gave him to his dear mother. Nicodemus was a friend of Jesus to death and beyond death. His eyes may be teary by seeing Jesus, his friend, there. We'll see the light again, my friends, because on the third day, he will see the promise fulfilled. Maybe on the third day, he will also go to the tomb and see that it is empty. Jesus, the descendant of Abraham, when he was lifted up, has gathered all the peoples of the world and children of the same God. And now, he is risen. Blessed be Abraham, blessed be Nicodemus, because they believed, because they were strong friends of God. Blessed be God for all our friends. Because with their love, we make the kingdom of heaven present. Because, yes, let us remember that friendship and love are other names by which the kingdom of heaven could be called, my friends. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.